Blackstone Publishing presents How Long, O Lord? Second Edition, Reflections on Suffering and Evil by D.A. Carson. This book is read by Jim Dennison. Denzel Raymer and Colin Hemer, In Memoriam. My soul is in anguish. How long, O Lord? How long? Psalm 6, verse 3, New International Version. Preface to the Second Edition. None of my other books has elicited as many moving letters from readers as this one, but the unavoidable reality is that if we live long enough, we'll suffer. And this attempt to think about suffering and evil from within a biblical perspective helped some believers, at least, who were struggling through deep waters. So I'm grateful that it's being republished in this revised edition. The structure of the argument hasn't changed. Many of the illustrations have been brought up to date, and a number of other improvements have been attempted. Discussion of AIDS, for instance, needs not only updated statistics, but a number of other substantial changes. The New International Version has been replaced by the Today's New International Version. Yet I've tried to preserve the level of discussion of the first edition along with the balance of Scripture. Indeed, if you want to plunge into the biblical and theological material right away, skip chapter 2. Not every reader wants to survey false steps before beginning to think through what the Bible says. Regardless of where you start, my hope and prayer is that this short volume will help a new generation of Christians and others who may wish to listen in think through questions all of us must face in this broken, beautiful, and twisted world. D.A. Carson, Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. Preface to the First Edition. I'd better say right away what this book is not about. It's not a quick answer to difficult questions about suffering, nor is it, except implicitly, a defense of the existence of God. It's not even the sort of book I would give to many people who are suffering inconsolable grief. Still less is it an academic discussion of philosophical problems. So what is it about? It is, first of all, a book written by a Christian to help other Christians think about suffering and evil. That means, for instance, that I'm not primarily addressing unbelievers who think that the problem of evil and pain is so intractable that it calls into question the very existence of God. There are excellent books that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?